They've paid smugglers, climbed walls with their children, and slept in safe houses. Those are just a few risks some Afghans went through as they fled their homeland. And they're the very risks one family took as it escaped overland to Turkey through Iran, all while the Taliban was taking more and more control of Afghanistan. Reporter Duri Buskerin has the story of their journey that began some 2 months ago.
When Ali Husseini was about 8 years old, the Taliban came for his father. One morning, they stormed the family's home in the village of Chemtal.
They beat me with the end of the gun. I still have a scar on my forehead. I don't know what our crime was.
Husseini's father was in the Afghan army, and his family is Hazara, an ethnic group deemed heretical by the Taliban. For as long as Husseini can remember, there's been war in Afghanistan.
In Afghanistan, both sides kill people in the name of Islam. I don't want the same life for my daughter and my grandchildren.
Husseini is a thin and soft-spoken electrician from the northern city of Mazar-i-Sharif. In July, as city after city fell to the Taliban, Husseini decided to hire smugglers to take him, his wife, and his 9-year-old daughter across the border into Iran. On the road, Taliban fighters stopped their car and asked if he was Hazara. They ordered him out of the car and they beat him.
Just for being Hazara, just for being Shia. If you go to Afghanistan, even for 1 hour, you will understand. I still have nightmares.
He still walks with a limp, but they hid in trucks, squeezed into cars, and slept on the dirt floors of safe houses infested with insects. He shares with me messages he sent to the smugglers. He's complaining about the condition of the house they're in. The smugglers charged inflated prices for cell phone SIM cards and water bottles as they hiked across the mountains. Eventually, they reached the border between Iran and Turkey. They shimmied underneath a barbed wire fence, falling into a ditch. But it wasn't long before they were spotted by Turkish patrols.
We were treated with respect. We hadn't eaten anything that day. We were so hungry. The Turkish police fed us, and then they sent us back to Iran.
They tried a second time. Again, the Husseinis were arrested and deported. And then a third time, scaling a 10-foot-high cement wall. They were arrested again, but this time they were released and allowed to stay in the country. They made their way to Trabzon, a small city along the beaches of the Black Sea, where a friend told him there were jobs. After paying the smugglers the equivalent of $4,300, he shows me what's left. A few Turkish bills worth about $6. Trabzon's one of many cities hosting Afghan refugees. About 300,000 Afghans live in Turkey, and they join another 3.7 million people from Syria, many of whom are still waiting to be resettled in the U.S. or Europe. These numbers have fueled anti-immigration sentiments in Turkey. Last month, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, who once welcomed people fleeing the Syrian civil war, said that Turkey would refuse to become Europe's quote-unquote refugee warehouse. He wants the West to take in the people fleeing the Taliban. In Trabzon, some refugees agree. Mohammed Bashir Salar, who runs a small Afghan restaurant with his wife, says he's waited 3 years for the UN's refugee agency to resettle them in the West.
For people still in Afghanistan, I'd tell them that if the Taliban say you're safe and you really are safe, stay there. We're here as immigrants, and we're not happy here.
But Ali Husseini and his family, who just made it in from Afghanistan, think the risk was worth it because they had nothing to lose.
Elisa.
When I meet them, they've only been here a few days, living in a tiny room in an apartment they share with other Afghans, overlooking a busy road. A pile of donated blankets and a portable cook stove sit in the corner. 9-year-old Elisa pulls out a notebook she's using in the quiet moments. It's full of detailed drawings, done in colored pencil. She explains that one shows a Taliban fighter with a gun and a bomb. But in another, she and her father are holding hands and smiling on a grassy hill. She reads a caption aloud. It says, "They can't darken my son." Alyssa Husseini is hopeful. And as her father watches, he says that her hope is why they are here. For NPR News, I'm Duri Buskerin, in Trabzon, Turkey.